audio version of Michael Laidman's blog. November 2, 2019. Escape suffering or exalt spirituality? Question: is it correct that sometimes a person suffers so much that he or she wants to dissolve? Answer: that is wrong. It means that he runs away from suffering. Dissolving means elevating spirituality above one's current state. The person wants to dissolve into spirituality, that is, to exist in it. Question: so by exalting spirituality in our work, can we generally avoid corporeal suffering and problems? Answer: no. You would be trying to avoid them in order to not feel any corporeal suffering. For this sake, you would try to dissolve somewhere in something. You want to enter spiritual states because you feel bad in your egoistic earthly states. That is, you prefer the creator because it is good with him. You would change your small egoism for a bigger one. Of course, in this case, you will fail. You must develop the greatness of the quality of bestowal, the greatness of the ability to be above yourself, with a different mind, and with different qualities, so these states are important, majestic, and special for you. It is not because this is how you will escape earthly problems, but because by this, you want to bestow joy to the Creator. You prefer his world to your little world. From the convention in Moldova, Day 1, September 6, 2019. To become ready to be influenced by the society. Lesson 2. The black point is the germ of the soul. In order to begin expanding the point in the heart, to feel all kinds of qualities in it, its components, we are gathering together. A very great effort must be made, contrary to my inclination, to surrender to the connection between us, when I do not want to feel myself, but I want to feel the friends. This is the way I develop the point in the heart. I want to feel them instead of myself. If we act in this way, then through annulling ourselves and attracting the qualities of the friends, we will begin to feel the upper world. One who wants to know the meaning of life must concentrate their attention on the black point in their heart. The heart is called our desires, and the black point is the desire that I absolutely have no need for. It exists in me. I intellectually understand what the quality of bestowal means, but I do not want to implement it or to feel it within me. Therefore, our movement toward spirituality means that in spite of my rejection of the black point from the quality of bestowal, despite the rejection between us, we are approaching each other. Try to feel this rapprochement. The bigger the rejection between us, the more I nevertheless try to push myself toward others, to the friends, strangers, and loved ones, no matter to whom. I will then begin to feel this point as the beginning of my spiritual kli, vessel, the sensory organ. This is when it turns within me into an opportunity to feel the upper state, which is inverse to mine. I begin to reveal the inverse world. This is the spiritual world. Expanding, in spite of myself, this reversal of my point in which I reject any rapprochement with the friends, I create a place where I begin to feel spiritual qualities and spiritual actions. This point then becomes the germ of my soul, my quality of bestowal, quality of connection with others, in which I begin to feel the Creator. It should then become clear how these actions are contrary to our nature, repel us. How unbelievably difficult it is to imagine the quality of attraction to others, both myself to them or them to me, as if I need to tear something within me. We cannot do anything about it, we only need to ask. Yet, our request can lead us to success when we attract the upper force, the upper light. Then, the point in the heart begins to develop like a plant from a seed. The volume, area, all kinds of qualities appear in it, and it becomes an embryo of our soul. Just as a person develops from a drop of semen, so does the development of the soul. This initial point exists in every one of us. It came from the shattering of the common soul that was broken specifically, so we can restore it and thus acquire the qualities of the spiritual world, the qualities of the Creator. We must bring ourselves to this action. From the World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, September 5, 2019. Lesson 0. Kabbalah and Beliefs, Part 10. In a Dance with the Creator. Baal HaSulam, Freedom of will. The way of Kabbalah consists in relying on the minds of those who already attained the ultimate goal, as if it was our own life experience. Hence, the law of communal living is considered one of nature's laws, and we must observe it with great caution. This law must develop realization of self-love as evil and love for others as good, because this is the only way to loving the Creator. The essence of all spiritual techniques is to understand the Creator, comprehend him. But only the science of Kabbalah leads us to this, because it reveals how the Creator acts on us, how we must respond to him, and through this two-way interaction he is for me, I'm for him, to establish a right constant connection, like in a tango in which two are dancing in unison. Such a dance, when we enter into full integration with the Creator, is called the bride's dance, in which what comes from him to me, and what comes from me to him are completely incorporated. From the Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 17th, 2018. When you want to make a joke. Question: I take the science of Kabbalah very seriously, and I think that I'm not here by chance, but in the process of learning, gaining knowledge of myself, especially in a group and among people, it is very tempting to make a funny joke and laugh. Is it right to do so? Answer: why not? Kabbalists are very fond of laughter, jokes, and anecdotes. I would say that Rabash was very successful in this matter. Question: the question is, am I being frivolous? Answer: no, we are not talking about frivolity, although levity sometimes emphasizes some properties or circumstances much better than a serious argument. Humor is not lightness. It is the presentation of some deep circumstances in light form. Therefore, Kabbalah does not avoid the use of humor. From the World Kabbalah Convention in Moldova, September 5th, 2019, Lesson 0.